The dervish boats closed in swiftly, and the Ansar hacked and stabbed at the screaming passengers with their swords. The barges rolled wildly, more bodies splashed overboard. The next wave of dervish boats came at the Ibis from her starboard side. By this time, Jock McCrump and Bashit had passed out the Martini Henry rifles. Some of the Egyptian askaris stood shoulder to shoulder with the crew at the rail. Ryder played the spotlight on the approaching boats. "Aim!" shouted Ryder, and they levelled their rifles. "One round volley! Fire!" The hail of heavy lead slugs ripped into the closely packed Arabs in the feluccas. Many were struck down or hurled overboard by the impact of the 450-grain bullets at such close range. "Load!" Ryder yelled. The breech blocks snickered metallically, and the spent cases pinged away. The riflemen thrust fresh cartridges into the open breeches and snapped the loading handles closed. "One round volley! Fire!" Before the men in the small boats had recovered from the first volley, a second smashed into them, and they sheered away from it. At that moment, Ryder heard David's voice.
"Behind you, Mr. Courtney!"
David had climbed up onto the roof of the cabin. He was balanced there with one of his shotguns. Ryder saw Rebecca at his side. She held one of her father's Webley revolvers in each hand and handled them in a businesslike manner. Behind them stood the twins, each with a loaded shotgun ready to pass forward to their father. Ryder felt a quick upthrust of admiration for them. David pointed over the opposite rail with the barrel of his shotgun, and Ryder saw that another wave of dervish boats was closing in. He knew he could not get his men back across the crowded deck before the attackers came aboard. If he did, he would leave the starboard side undefended. David raised the Purdy shotgun.